Good evening, hoping everyone is doing well. This week's parsha, the Torah tells us that Miriam had died, and there's a sefer called Seder HaDoros that brings a machlokas, a difference of opinions, as to where it was that Miriam was buried. There's one opinion that says that Miriam was buried at Har Sinai, and the other opinion says that Miriam was buried Be'ir Ha'imahos, which is Samuch L'Tveria, which is next to Tveria. What does it mean, the Ir Ha'imahos? What it means is that that was the makom, the place that Yocheved, her mother, was buried, where Tzipporah, her sister-in-law, was buried, Elisheva, her other sister-in-law, was buried, and presumably Miriam was buried there as well. It's mistabir, it makes sense that that would be the makom that she should be with her parents and her sister-in-laws. We know that there's this idea of kivrei avos, that one is buried with the rest of their parents, their family, and whatnot. So how do we understand the manda amar, the opinion that says that Miriam was buried at Har Sinai? How is that mistaber? How does that make any sense? What's the rationale, the logic to assume? Seemingly, this shouldn't even be a machlokes. It should not be a dispute as to where indeed Miriam Hanavia was buried. It should be clear-cut. It should be kuli ama lo pligi. Everyone agrees that Miriam was buried in the Ir Ha'imahos Samach L'Tveria, the place that Yocheved was buried, and Tzipporah, Elisheva, and that would as well seem to be the place where Miriam was buried as well. And yet, there's a different opinion that suggests that she was buried in Har Sinai. We have to try to understand what was the logic, the svara, of that manda amar to assume that she was buried by Har Sinai at Har Sinai. That's our first question. The Torah tells us in this week's parsha, Zos HaTorah Adam Kiyomos Ba'ohel. The Torah tells us about some halachos, about Tumas Hameis, Kol Hanogea B'meis B'nemesh Adam Asher Yomos. Right, whoever touches a dead body, a human soul who will have died and will not have purified himself. So now, Yischato es Mishkan Hashem Timei. So he made the Mishkan of Hashem impure. V'nichreso ha'nevesh ahi miYisrael, that person shall be cut off, excommunicated from Yisrael. And then the next pasuk says, Zos HaTorah, this is the Torah, this is the teaching regarding an Adam ki yomos ba'ohel, regarding a man if he will die in a tent. Torah in this week's parsha is talking to us and teaching us about all the various halakos of tumah, of tumas meis, of impurity that is created by a corpse, by a person that had died. Though Chazal expound upon this pasuk of Zos HaTorah Adam Kiyomos Ba'oel, based upon the Gemara Maseches Brachos, Ein Divrei Torah Miskayamin, that divrei Torah, that words of Torah, is not fulfilled or is not maintained, ela b'misha memis atzmo olan, only with a person who kills himself, who sacrifices himself over those words of Torah, as it says, Zos HaTorah Adam Kiyomos Ba'oel, that this is the Torah, referring to the actual Torah, not just the teachings of Tumas Hameis, which is the simplistic understanding, but rather Chazal understand this pasuk to teach us that a person only is able to maintain his Torah if he had learned Torah by by being moser nefesh, by murdering himself, by killing himself over that Torah, that is the person their Torah has a kiyum. Rabbi Eli Baruch Finkel asks, Shelech Ora Yisod Gadol Kazer, that a very important matter in regards to Knias HaTorah, the acquisition of Torah, the kiyuma, and its fulfillment, Hayaroy Likosvo Biparshas Yisro, seemingly it would fit in Parshas Yisro that has the actual Kabbalas HaTorah. That's the Parsha where the Aseres HaDibros, where Klal Yisrael was Neged Ahar, and that was the Parsha where Klal Yisrael receives the Torah. So why is it placed, why is Chazal understanding this Pasuk, taking it out of its simplistic understanding, the basic understanding of this Pasuk, teaching us that the only way that a person is going to have a kiyum, the only way that a person will have and maintain Torah and have the ability to acquire the Torah is if he is moser nefesh, if he kills himself over this Torah. What is it doing smack in the middle of the parsha that's discussing tumas meis, the idea of paraduma, the idea of coming and either being contaminated and ultimately purifying yourself from tumas meis? If indeed it is like Chazal is suggesting, well, shouldn't this idea be discussed in Parshas Yisro, where it actually discusses the giving of the Torah, Kabbalas HaTorah? So what is it doing, asks Rabbi Eli Baruch Finkel, in this week's Parsha? And obviously we know that the beginning, and that is our second question, obviously we know that the beginning of this week's Parsha is the Parsha of Para Aduma. Interestingly, the Parsha of Para Aduma, says Chazal, was actually given even before Kabbalas HaTorah. There were a number of mitzvos, says Chazal, Bimara, that were given at Mara, which was before Har Sinai. Bimara Nosol Lehem Mixas Parshios Shel Torah. That there are a few Parshios of Torah, Mixas, a small amount of Parshios of Torah that were given, Sheyisasku Bahem, that Klal Yisrael should engage in. Shabbos, Parah Aduma, and Dinin, and laws, basic laws. And some even add Kibud Av V'Em. But the question that we have to try to understand is, what is Parah Aduma doing? Shabbos, Kol HaMekayim Es HaShabbos, Ki'ilu Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. That anyone who observes the Shabbos, it's as if he fulfills the entire Torah. Our entire religion is predicated on Klal Yisrael observing the Sabbath. Dinin, laws, that's necessary. You can't build community if people don't know that they can't kill, they can't steal, they have to act with integrity. So obviously those halachas would even precede Kabbalas HaTorah. But Parah Aduma? Parah Aduma wasn't even shayach, wasn't even applicable until after the dedication of the Mishkan. That's one of the laws that Klal Yisrael is given as a precursor to the Torah. Aren't there more halachos or more mitzvos that would be more lemaisa, have greater practical application than the halachos or the mitzvah of Parah Aduma? And yet, at Mara, before Kabbalas HaTorah, the three mitzvos that were given were Shabbos, which we understand, Dinin, which we understand, and Parah Aduma, the red heifer. Which one doesn't belong? Seemingly Parah Aduma, but yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His infinite wisdom gave them, in addition to the very sacred halacha of Shabbos and obviously the important halachas of Dinin, He also gave them Parah Aduma. In order to answer this question, We have to look at the opening Rashi in this week's Parsha. The opening Rashi of this week's Parsha comes and tells us, based upon the words of this week's Parsha, Zos Chukas HaTorah. This is the Chok of the Torah. Now, one has to ask, why is it that the Torah is referring to this mitzvah as Zos Chukas HaTorah? This is the statute of the Torah. It's really referring to the halacha of Parah Aduma. And yet, the Torah doesn't reference Parah Aduma as a chok, but it says this is the statute of the Torah. And even to augment this question, Rashi, in discussing the chok referring to the Parah Aduma, comes and tells us not specifically about the Parah Aduma, but rather it just tells us globally, explaining the idea of a chok. And he says as follows. He says, Lefi shahasatan ve'umos ha'olam. Because the satan, the accuser, ve'umos ha'olam, and the nations of the world, monin es Yisrael, will aggrieve klal Yisrael, lomar, by saying, ma ha'mitzvah hazos. What is this commandment? Uma tam yeshba. And what is the reason to it? Lefikach kosabachok. Therefore, the Torah says, zos chukas ha'torah. Gezeira himi lefanai. It is a decree before me. Ein lecha reshus lahara achareha. You do not have the right to question this Torah. Why is there no mention specifically that we're referring to Parah Aduma? We have no knowledge of anywhere in this Maimar Chazal that Rashi is quoting that tells us that Parah Aduma is the specific chok that is being spoken about. It must be that when the Torah comes and tells us Zos Chukas HaTorah, the Torah is informing us not only about the Parah Aduma, but the Torah is informing us about what our hashkafa has to be when we are studying the Torah. Meaning to say that there is no difference between a chok or a mishpat or edos. A mitzvah is a mitzvah, and we can't understand any mitzvah, whether it's a mitzvah that pertains to Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, seemingly ideas and concepts that we think we understand, or even something that we have no understanding of, such as Parah Aduma or Shatnez or any other type of mitzvah. And that's why the Torah says, Zos Chukas HaTorah. This is the chok of the Torah, meaning just like we don't understand Parah Aduma, the ensuing mitzvah, so too, that is and has to be our hashkafa, our outlook on the entirety of the Torah, which is why Rashi does not focus and doesn't mention anything about Parah Aduma. Rather, the entire Torah is a book or a set of laws that are a chok entirely. Ma tam yeshba? What is the reason? We don't know the reason. Rif Gifter would explain that tam is a reason. A tam is also a taste. It gives us a little taste. Even mitzvos that we think we understand, it's just a taste. It's an appetizer. We don't really understand the reasons behind the mitzvos themselves. And that is precisely why I believe that is one of the mitzvos that were given to Klal Yisrael, is the mitzvah of Parah Aduma. Because as a precursor to the Torah, Klal Yisrael has to understand, our hashkafa has to be, our outlook on Torah's Hashem has to be, Ein Rishus Lohar Acharei. We don't have permission to question it, even the laws that we think we understand. So we might think we understand the dinim. In Mara we were given laws. We understand it. It makes sense. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, 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 no. I'm also giving you the Parah Aduma.
The Paraduma is going to teach you Zos Chukas HaTorah, that the entire Torah is really one big Paraduma. That has to be our mindset. That even when we think we know why we are not allowed to murder or not allowed to steal, we don't really know. The Paraduma is teaching us Zos Chukas HaTorah. So yes, indeed, it isn't practical. The Paraduma, we weren't even able to apply it to practically come and go through that cleansing process by using the Paraduma. But the idea of the Paraduma, just as much as the application of the mitzvah, is the application of the hashkafa. That the hashkafa has to be that the entire Torah is a paraduma, zos chukas haTorah. And that really is this parsha. This parsha, parshas chukas, is guiding us and informing us about our hashkafa in Torah, as to how to acquire the Torah, as to how to look at the Torah. And that is precisely, I believe, why it is that pasuk of Zos HaTorah Adam Ki Yamos Ba'Oel, Zos HaTorah, this is the Torah. And on a basic level, we think that it's talking about the halachas of impurity. But the truth is because this is the parsha that teaches us what our hashkafa has to be, our outlook has to be in acquiring and maintaining and absorbing the Torah. As we know, it's Zos Chukas HaTorah. That pasuk of Zos HaTorah Adam Ki Yamos Ba'Oel has to be in this parsha, because this is the parsha that teaches us what our hashkafa is. And when it comes to acquiring the Torah, to acquiring this Torah that to us doesn't make any sense, but we do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us, and we even have to kill ourselves over acquiring this Torah, even when it doesn't make any sense. That hashkafa is Zos Chukas HaTorah, which is why this pasuk of Zos HaTorah Adam Ki Yamos Ba'Oel Ein Divrei Torah Miskayamin Ela B'mi Shememis Atzmo Alein is specifically found in this week's parsha. So to be Mekayim the Torah, to be Kohen of the Torah, we have to have the Hashkafa of Paraduma. We need to come and we need to kill ourselves over this very, very special and holy, holy Torah. And the Gemara tells us in Maseches Sota, Dav Yud Beis Amud Aleph, a very, very well-known story. The Gemara tells us that Amram Gadol Hador Haya, that Amram was the Gadol Hador, he was the leader of the generation. This is based on a Gemara in Yud Beis Amud Aleph in Maseches Sota. Kevan Shira Shomar Paro HaRasha. But since he saw that Paro HaRasha had been gozer, had decreed Kol HaBen HaYalod HaYaora Tashlichu, that every son that will be born, so into the river you shall throw him. Amar Lashav Anu Amelim. So Amram said, we're laboring for nothing. Why are we having children only for them to be killed? Amad, he got up, the Giresh as Ishto, and he divorced his wife. Amdu Kulan, the Gershu es Neshoseim. All the Jewish men, they followed Amram, who was the Gadol HaDor, and they proceeded to divorce their wives. Amr Lobito, Amram's daughter Miriam, said to him, Abba, Kasha Gezeirascha Yoser Mishel Paro. Your Gezeirah, your decree is much harsher than that of Paro. Sheparo lo gozar ela hazacharim. That Paro, he only decreed against the males. Ve'atot gazarta ela hazacharim ve'ala nekevos. But you're decreeing against the males and the females. Paro lo gozar ela bolam hazeh. Paro decreed only against olam hazeh. Va'atah, but you are decreeing against Olam Haza and Olam Haba. Paro HaRasha, Paro, she continued, Savig Miskayemes, it's a doubt whether his decree will even be fulfilled. Savig Enem Miskayemes, whether it will or won't be. But I taught tzaddik, bevadei shegezeres gam is kayemes. But you're a righteous man. And tzaddik goes there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim. If you decreed this, it's going to have a kiyum, it's going to have a fulfillment. Amad, he got up, he accepted what she had to say. Vehichzir es ishto, he returned to his wife, Yocheved. Amdu kulan, and they in turn all came back. All of Klal Yisrael came to their spouses. Who was produced? Which child was born after Amram listened to his daughter Miriam? It was none other than the greatest Jew of all, Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, when Miriam came and said that by you leaving your wife, not only are you making a decree against Olam Hazeh, but also Olam Haba, in essence, what she was saying, all of Klal Yisrael is going to be bereft of their Torah because you're decreeing that you shouldn't be with your spouse, and ultimately there will never be a Moshe Rabbeinu, there will never be a Kabbalah HaTorah. I believe the reason why she was buried by Har Sinai, according to that Manda Amar, is because only because of Miriam was there a Har Sinai. As an expression of gratitude, of Akaras HaTov, of appreciation for Miriam's Eitzah, advice, recommendation to her father. Ultimately, there was a Har Sinai, there was a Moshe Rabbeinu Kibel Torah Misinai, and he transmitted it to Yoshua and ultimately to all of Klal Yisrael. And that as well is what this parsha is focusing on. This is the parsha that focuses on the Hashkafas HaTorah. It focuses on the Parah Aduma, teaching us that the Torah, the Hashkafa of the Torah, has no tam. We do it blindly and we kill ourselves. And ultimately, when we're kona that Torah, we all know that Akaras HaTov hi hayesod shel kol HaTorah kula. That a foundation of the entire Torah is Akaras HaTov. She'aleha that on it mibosei's ikar inyan. That the entire Yisias Mitzrayim and all the mitzvos are predicated upon that midah. That's why Miriam, that's why she was buried at Har Sinai. Seemingly, it might make sense to say that she was buried with Yocheved and Elisheva and Tzipora. So what was the rationale of the person to say that she was buried at Har Sinai? The answer is because that's the Hashkafa of the Torah. The foundation of Kabbalah's HaTorah is Hakaras HaTov. All of our mitzvahs are predicated on giving gratitude to Hashem. So shouldn't we give gratitude to the person that enabled, that allowed there to be a Moshe Rabbeinu and an Har Sinai? That allowed for there to be a Moshe Kibbal Torah Misinai? That is how we understand Moshe Rabbeinu, that Sefer HaDorah is coming and telling us that that Miriam Nikvara Bahar Sinai. So the Hashkafa of the Torah, the Hashkafa of the Torah is the Parah Aduma. The Hashkafa of the Torah, as to how we are Kona, that Torah that we don't understand, is that even though we don't understand it, we kill ourselves over it, that the Torah was acquired with 48 different ways that a person is nikna the Torah. A person has to kill himself over it. And the yesod, the premise of this holy, holy Torah, the basis, the foundation of our Torah, the kiyum of once we kill ourselves, is that it's predicated on Hakaras HaTov, the mitzvahs of the Torah, which is why precisely why Miriam is buried at Har Sinai, because who else do we have to be makir tov to than Miriam,
who ultimately gave the Eitzah, the advice, the recommendation to Amram, that ultimately brought about and bore the greatest Jew of all, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe our Rebbe. Have a wonderful, wonderful night.